Ever so quickly there, George, in the break. I didn't quite catch what you were saying. Looking at the text messages flooding in with your favourite words. And yes, we're really enjoying our language this morning. What have we got here? We've got facetious. It has every vowel in order. Thank you for that. Yeah, very good.
It's a lovely word. It rolls off the tongue beautifully.
Babashka is a Russian word. It is a small ghost who is the spirit of your home and who likes to play with kids.
Nice.
What else have we got there?
A couple of people have actually texted in saying that there's a word that's very commonly used in India, which is prepone, which is an opposite to postpone. I've never heard it, but we've had a couple of messages saying that. I'm not entirely sure in what context it would be used.
Text message here regarding those irritations in language, or in fact Americanisms with the English language. They're saying, talking about the English language, I cringe when I've done that one about the British people. Where's the one? Oh, where's it gone?
I think it's disappeared. I think the system's gone down. But you remember we were just talking during the break there about LOL and David Cameron. I don't know whether our listeners remember quite recently David Cameron. I think rather embarrassingly, I'm not sure which is more embarrassing actually, the fact that he was sending SMSs on a regular basis to the CEO of News International and signing off LOL, which he thought was lots of love. I'm not sure whether that's the sort of embarrassing bit or whether actually the fact that he didn't realise that LOL
was laugh out loud.
So he was signing off to the CEO of News International with LOL on probably pretty meaty issues.
And I think again, you know, what's appropriate? You're standing up in the Houses of Parliament using tech speak or internet technology, that kind of. And they're saying, aren't they, that he's kind of trying to connect with the youth and be down with the kids. I don't know if that's appropriate, but you're right. Was it that, or was it more about the fact he actually got it wrong?
But it's
you're going to do it, get it right.
Exactly, and to see that sort of those acronyms have started to creep into our language to such an extent that the Prime Minister is signing off incorrect acronyms to text messages to journalists is a bit odd. But acronyms are something I find really interesting. And if you think about the ones we use regularly, we've got BTW, by the way, COB. I remember the first time I saw COB.
got a COB on.
Yeah, I thought, crikey, what does that mean? Close of business, which is great. RSVP, obviously, LOL, FYI, which I think people use as a word now. And I think this is the interesting thing about acronyms is, are they words or are they acronyms? And I think if you look at the history of acronyms, they go back a very long way. I mean, Anni Domini, I guess is one of the oldest, or BC. And so all the way through history, we have used them, but it's only really in recent years that they've sort of been formally or officially recognized. And I think actually NATO was one of the first acronyms to be put into the dictionary. And I don't know whether our listeners know what that stands for. I think this is probably sad about acronyms. We do lose the true context of what they mean, the expanded version. And they're actually, the full version of an acronym is called an expansion. So the expansion for NATO is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
And I think because of the way we communicate now via email, via text message, it's what's quick and easy to write.
Yeah.
And yet, if we become, you know, I find with emails, it's very interesting the way we communicate and write in emails. They're not letters, so I'm not expecting a dear Suzanne and a full. And I get sort of FYI in there. I get those. I would get NATO as well because it's become recognised. But being addressing somebody in an email, I guess it depends if it's business, work or friend, depending.
Yeah.
With all of that going on, is extremely annoying. You know, LOL, all of that. It's just like, actually, just speak properly, even though I know we're on an email, but actually I'm still reading that and taking the information into my mind as words.
I think it's pretty clear cut. I think if it's informal and you're talking to your friends, you should be able to use whatever kind of language or acronyms you like. I think if it's formal, if you're in a position of authority and you're talking to other professional people, I think you should be using professional, clear, correctly spelt and well-written English. That's my view. But going back to acronyms, there are some great acronyms that I didn't even realise were acronyms. Laser, for example.
Oh, really?
Light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation. Scuba, self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Wow, I didn't know that.
No, nor did I. I went scuba diving yesterday and I told my mate, do you know what a scuba is? He didn't know.
Coming back to the text messages and just, you know, I think what your favourite words are, but also the things that annoy you and the things that you celebrate about language. And somebody here saying it's about finding a balance. Since I can't stand the overuse of the word massive, especially in football, and words which are ugly and just invented on the spot, which seems to be an American habit, whereas accents can be fun and provide variety, as in I like the way you pronounce the word culture, although very different from the way this Savina pronounces it. By the way, thank you, Jeff, in Jumeirah, for that. And yes, and also here from regarding the Indian words we were talking about earlier with prepone, and Deplan is saying there are many fantastic Indian English words. You said prepone or bring forward. Do the needful is another one as well.
One of my favourite Arabic sayings is Ahlan wa Sahlan, which does roll very. I guess for me, I like words that roll nicely off the tongue. And Ahlan wa Sahlan is, you know, it means sort of welcome.
You and
know,
you say it somebody. So nicely.
Shukran, habibti.
And we're coming back. I found the text message regarding the Americanisms, and a listener here saying, "Here's a couple more. Where are you at? And will you come with?"
Not entirely sure how I feel about that. I think it's a shortcut.
I thought you said that you use where you're at quite a lot.
Yeah, I do. I admit it. But as I said to you before, I check myself. And I tell myself off. I find myself saying where you're at. And it's awful, isn't it?
Ben says pronto, Italian word for ready. He likes that word. It's a great word. It is. Keep them coming in and we will share them in just a moment.